flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday. And Randy. I'm so excited about Miguel Almiron. I forgot how to talk. Good morning to you, Randy.
Back.
How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here at the Bunker. As it's Thursday, like the weather's cold.
Trillville Thursday.
We both sit up here with our new schoolboy haircuts and all that other stuff.
Because it's picture day. Yeah.
Tell my barber this morning, it's picture day today. So make sure you have me looking crispy. You know what I'm saying?
How's it look under there?
It's crispy.
Oh, yeah. It's crispy. Nice.
Yeah, nice. I need the crispy because it's picture day. You know what I mean? Because we had the same profile picture. For 10 years, I was fat, hungover, crooked tie.
Yeah, it was pre-keto Randy, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Now, there's definitely like some, there's some last night in your eyes in that picture, for sure. And then my picture is Jarvis sent me to a Dominican barber shop.
Yeah.
I had a lineup. One time in my whole life, I got like a lineup beard combo. He's razor blading my hairline. Little did I know it was going to be the one picture we use for the next decade. We didn't even know each other at that point. Maybe we had met and done a Saturday show, but we hadn't done the Wade Ford tailgate show together.
Yep.
There was no idea that we were ever going to be doing the midday show together in the future. So those pictures they took of us all those years ago, I mean, this just they put them together.
Yes.
That wasn't us together.
No, it was not.
This is pre-Andy and Randy even really being buddies at that point.
Exactly.
And that's been the picture forever. So I'm very thankful that we get new headshots.
Yes,
today.
Thank you.
A little bit more updated.
Appreciate it. But I got my wife's so funny because she was like, because every time the kids get, you know, it's picture day for the kids, and we already talked about the importance that, you know, you don't cut up in the pictures because your mama pretty much backhand you.
Sure.
Let me see your smile. Like, lady, leave me alone, all right? Let me see the smile. I don't smile.
She had you practicing.
I smirk. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't smile.
You're more of a smirker.
But yeah, I'm a smirker.
If you smile.
If I smile. I'm more of a smirker. But, she got me all self-conscious. I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, what's your plan?
Do they say cheese? Well, I'm a grown-ass man. Please don't say cheese to me. You know what I'm saying? Do not say cheese to me.
Did your family, your mom, anyone in your family have a cheese alternative when it was time to take pictures?
Mm-mm.
Instead of say cheese, was there anything else?
Mm-mm.
My mom would say fuzzy pickles.
Why?
I don't know.
fuzzy pickles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
Did I say fuzzy pickles? I don't know.
I have no idea why, but that was my mom's alternative to cheese. Never ever heard that. Fuzzy pickles. Nice. Fuzzy pickles.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it this morning, too. Because I was talking to Lily. I was like, hey, you know how you guys have picture day?
Right.
Today, me and Uncle Randy have picture day at work for our show.
Right.
And she was like, okay. She's like, all right. And I was like, how should I smile? And I did some goofy faces, and I did a smile. And she was like, you should smile. And I was like, oh, all right. Thanks for the help.
Thanks for the help, babe. thanks for the help, babe.
But what's your plan? You're going to do like a teeth or?
No, I'm just smirk.
Oh, you're going to smirk. Yeah, okay. Smirk. I was thinking about going serious.
Like mug?
Yeah.
Let's mug.
Let's mug.
All right, cool.
Yeah, like let them know we mean business.
Yeah, let's mug with it. That's
fine. maybe the morning shift, maybe they smile. Yeah. Maybe they show teeth.
Yeah.
Maybe Dukes and Bell are cheesing.
Oh, you know they cheesing.
From 11 to 2?
Mike's cheesing with the open mouth.
11 to 2, those guys mean business over there.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. We can mug with it.
You want to?
I'm all down for it.
Okay,
dude.
I will.
Like, we ain't going to get no spanking or nothing. Like, Mike Conley going to come whoop my ass.
That's
man.
True. It's not like when you were a kid in school. If you did something stupid during picture day, no one's going to get mad at us now.
Yeah, but
speaking of that, because just while we're on this topic, and we'll get to the big news of Miguel Almiron signing with Atlanta United, we're going to talk to Chris Henderson, the sporting director, in the 12 o'clock hour about the signing and maybe what's next and all that kind of stuff. Remember last week, you were making fun of Abe for wearing Bugle Boys, right?
Yes.
Right? And he wasn't, but it was funny. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, I remember Bugle Boys.
Yes.
And then I was at my – and you guys know what I'm talking about because I sent you the picture, but I just want to tell the story. This weekend, last weekend, we're at my mom's apartment because she's wanting to put up a bunch of pictures, and she found all the old school pictures from when we were kids and when she was a kid and my grandparents were kids. It was awesome. But the picture she found of me in second grade, I'm in the back row with a big-ass Bugle Boy sweatshirt on.
And that's in the picture you sent us, you can see it firmly, clearly. Bugle Boy.
Almost to the point where I was like, what in the world? Like,
but these are things like, what is? I just have fun with because I'm a grown man now. I wore Bugle Boy.
No, I did too.
I had Jordache jeans.
I just don't remember. Yeah. It was just so weird because that was Saturday.
Yeah.
You made the Bugle Boy joke on Friday.
Yes.
The next day, I hadn't thought of Bugle Boy in 30 years. Yes. And all of a sudden, the picture pops up and it's me in a Bugle Boy sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I feel like we might be in a computer program.
I think we are.
We might be.
I think we are.
This might just be a simulation.
But yeah, I mean,
we're in the Matrix.
Bugle Boy, and there are all those things. And please.
I'll post the picture. Yeah, I'll post the picture. It's me in the back row. My ears were very big.
Yes, they were.
I grew into them, finally. I didn't know that had happened. I had an awesome Washington Huskies Rose Bowl hat on, which I'm very proud of. I wish I still had. And a Bugle Boy sweatshirt.
Could you still fit that hat?
It's a snapback.
Get it all the way to the last hole.
Yeah, that's one snap.
Get it all the way to the last hole. Yeah, it don't matter about that, man. But, Bugle Boy, Jordache, we all wore duck head. We were doing – when I got the duck head shirt, I thought mama was rich.
Ocean Pacific? Was that something that people had? Okay.
Had an OP shirt.
I didn't know if that was a West Coast thing.
But there were certain things like – you were like, mama got that tax return. You know, mama got a tax return, you got a nice shirt and a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then you got a little older and people had like legit designer stuff like polo and Tommy Hilfiger and all that. And I was like, we're not getting any of that.
Yeah, I never had a polo too. I had an NFL check. So first time I ever owned a polo was an NFL check.
I got the fake Tommy Hilfiger from the swap meet.
Yep.
And the bullies knew before I even walked into school. They were like, that's fake. Check the tag.
No locker.
No locker.
Okay.
As soon as they stuffed me in the locker, they just mocked me openly and made me feel poor, which was probably worse. Just stuff me in a locker. Don't tell everyone I'm poor in front of the whole school. Miguel Almiron is coming home, right? Call it home? It was only 2 years, but we love him.
We'll call it home. I mean, I saw the headline this morning. It says, Newcastle star to Atlanta United.
He was an Atlanta United star
that went to Newcastle.
Yeah, that's Atlanta United champion.
Okay.
Okay.
He went to Newcastle. Yeah. All right.
And he was fine in Newcastle and all that, but whatever. He's an Atlanta United star who's coming back to Atlanta United. And it's exciting. Like, it's really cool to be able to bring him back. Hopefully, I know you guys watch more EPL than I do. I hope that you're bringing back the same guy that left, because the guy that left was incredible.
He was awesome.
He might have been the best player in MLS when he went over to England. It's been 6 years, which feels like a snap of the finger. It's crazy that it's already been that long since he left. But if he's anything close to the guy that left, then Atlanta United's getting a great player.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all know, when he hit the ground running here, him and Joseph, that 1-2 combination, just the energy, the love. I mean, especially between those two and how it generated throughout, the whole arena, the whole fan base. But I mean, the biggest thing with him is the end-to-end speed. That was me. Miggy would fly, and he would fly with the ball. You know, a lot of guys can run. But to be as fast as he was and still control the ball was always fun. And, it goes back to everything we say about this league. It's all about the designated player. Mm-hmm. They're going to need him to play well. They're going to need to stay healthy. And, we'll figure out what to do with the other one. There's still rumors and everything out there. I don't know if what's his name again? Chris?
Chris Henderson.
Chris Henderson will be able to give us any updates on the other process. But yeah, it's always good.
We'll ask him.
Is he going to get 10 back?
Who has it?
Who has 10?
Somebody wearing 10 right now? Abe? I don't know.
Give it back.
Give it back.
Give it back. Yeah, that's mine. That's, mine. That's me. So reason I say that because there were so many Miguel Amarone jerseys when he left. Kits. So make sure that, you know.
No one's wearing 10.
No one wears 10.
That's
so
perfect.
So there you go. Keep the jerseys.
And that's great, too, because if you still have one
from all those
years ago, you just dust it back off.
There it is.
Not like you needed to put it away anyway. It's not like he left in disgrace or anything like that.
No.
But, yeah, now you could just put it back on. Hopefully it still fits you.
Yeah.
6 years.
6 years has been a long time.
Do a lot to the waistline if you're not careful.
6 years has been a long time.
Maybe that's a motivator, though, you know? Yeah, like maybe the Miggy jersey fit you in 2018, and you've been eating.
Man, wear that damn jersey.
You've been eating too many Oreos. Man,
wear
since that damn
jersey. Wear loud and proud.
Do some crunches. Maybe
loud,
drink some water.
Loud and proud.
Go on a couple walks.
Now,
and then
that's
the hard part about being the five stripes.
I got a question.
Because if
for
you're
you.
A round fella, the stripes aren't your favorite thing.
Okay, so. Obviously, they sold it to Newcastle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bought them back from Newcastle?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, Abe said, yeah. What's the difference as far as money-wise?
Oh, do they make money? Probably, I bet they made money.
Okay.
Because he was a pretty big sell when they sold him over there.
Right. Okay, I was wondering, you know, if they got their return back
or something like that. Okay. That's one thing they do. And remember when they weren't good, like, the last couple of years, and they're like, well, they're making money. It's like, well, good.
Well, good.
Happy to hear Arthur Blank's richer.
Like, they're not making
They're not winning anything. Yeah. So maybe him coming back will help them win some stuff. Because it's been, unfortunately,
a long time.
A while. It's been quite a while since they've hoisted a trophy. So hopefully Miguel Almiron, hoister of many trophies while he was here, we'll bring that back to Atlanta United because that's what we're looking for. Anyway, Chris Henderson's going to join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll get into what's trending coming up in about 10 minutes as well. The Hawks are back in action tonight. The first game officially post Jalen Johnson this year. Jalen Johnson's going to miss the rest of the season, as we know, with a shoulder injury. They got the Cavs, who are quite good.
And quite pissed.
Yes. Because they beat him a couple times. So tonight might be a tough one. Who knows, though? Who knows? Maybe they'll go out there and fight.
I mean, you look at the game last night. What a great game. Shai Gilgeous.
Which one? I wanted to stay up and watch. I watched the highlights.
Shai Gilgeous is different, dude. He's just a different cat. But, I mean, I watched it all the way up to the end of the third.
Okay.
And you're looking at, you know, just the Warriors just battling.
It's an impressive win.
Impressive win by them to knock them off, especially considering how shorthanded they are. Because I forgot Draymond is out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you know, they're still trying to figure their what they want to do, if they want to go all in at this trade deadline.
Interested to see what they do at the deadline.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, say for it, because Jimmy Butler's name is right there and things like that. Does he put them, you know, back up? Because I think they're in the 10th seed right now.
Yeah. No, they fell off pretty hard. They've been playing a little bit better lately, but yeah, I mean, they're 24-23 right now.
Yeah, and so you don't want to look at it from the standpoint where you don't, like Steph, and Steph even said this, like, giving up so much, like, of what they have as far as going forward, because he's going to be there no matter what. But do you have something where, like, why is it Kuminga where he is now, where he's supposed to be? You know what I mean? Like, is his thing one of those? Because I think they can get a nice player and some stuff with Kuminga. But at the same time, is it worth giving that all up to be in a play-in still?
Yeah, I don't
know. Especially in the West. Because the West is so competitive.
The West is stacked.
It's so stacked right now.
I've always thought, and this guy's been on the trade block maybe, I guess. He hasn't been actually traded. But this guy's name has been in trade rumors for years, and then he gets hurt, is Zach LaVine.
Yes, and he's right.
I've always thought Zach LaVine was perfect for what the Warriors do.
That's another name that they were talking about between him and Jimmy Butler, wanting to take maybe Zach because he might be a little safer, younger than he is, and everything like that. But his biggest thing is being hurt.
Gets hurt.
He's healthy right now.
Yeah, he's healthy right now.
He's playing well. You know, but then you go back to something we don't want to label Jalen Johnson as, is like injury prone. You know, and so I would take Zach LaVine because of the younger part of it.
He's unquestionably injury prone.
And
Zach LaVine's been hurt a ton.
I'm trying to figure out, how does the two Bulls of Draymond and Jimmy get together?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
That's like, always the thing. Yeah, with a lot of these other guys, like trade him, he fits as a basketball, but then with Jimmy, it's like, all right, is there somebody there that Jimmy's going to not vibe with?
Like Jimmy,
everywhere he's been, he's butted heads with somebody.
Like Jimmy act like he, like, in some certain instances, he has that, like, first day in the pen type mentality. Like, I got to go find the biggest, baddest dude and let him know.
Yeah, I guess. You know I don't mean? Know.
Like, Draymond's the bad dude on that team.
It's the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
It's Draymond's team.
It's Draymond.
Okay.
Yeah, Draymond is the tough factor.
Yeah.
Not saying that he don't need other tough factors, but.
Sure. Yeah, maybe Jimmy needs to chill.
Yeah.
You know? But also, Jimmy not chilling is one of the things that makes Jimmy great.
Exactly.
You know? I'll tell you this. I was impressed as hell by the Knicks last night. What a performance by those guys.
Dude.
I don't like saying it.
Cat plays pretty good. He plays pretty good against Joker.
He fits in really well.
He fits pretty good.
The Timberwolves made a huge mistake.
They're not going to. But like, the Knicks aren't going to make it.
I don't think they are, but
no, because they're going to run out of gas.
Mikal Bridges is also playing really well.
They're going to run out of gas.
I'm with you. But that was an impressive performance last night by them. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio. I'm forgetting how to talk. I'll try to figure out during the break. So I'm not going to say it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around to the right, it's Almiro going for goal! Score! And Atlanta United has a trip to the Eastern Conference Final by the collar!
That'd be nice to hear again, wouldn't it? That's Miguel Almiron from 2018, right? I mean, that's a call from the playoffs in 2018 when Atlanta United won the MLS Cup. He's coming home. I know. Time flies. There was a whole pandemic between then. I didn't even have any kids back then. Between the two of us, we've created 3 humans since he scored that goal right there. Well done.
It's a big deal. It's big time. To get him back here. It's the sides because you get him back, but I mean, he's still playing at a high level for this league.
Because that's my question for Chris Henderson. How much is this about signing a great player that fits the need the team has versus signing a club legend?
Right. If they signed Joseph right now, it'd be a club legend.
That's what that would be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I hope that's not what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it is. He'll say it's the first part.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know what I mean? Because this happens sometimes. It's not that long ago that the Braves tried to run it back, right?
Yeah.
With 21. And Lightning often doesn't strike twice.
It did not strike twice.
No. No, it didn't.
But think about it is that.
I understand. This is a different thing.
You can't be nostalgic and all those different things with the DP position.
Right.
You can't.
And that's what makes it totally different.
Exactly.
Like, if you're bringing him back for all that money, you have to believe that this is a guy who's not just, it's nice, the fans are excited and they still have the jerseys and all that, but pretend his name is something else. You're bringing back a great player who fits, or you're bringing in a great player who fits a need.
Right.
That's got to be what it is.
It better be.
Because there's no curve just because you like him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play good, because he's not good anymore, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Then you're also not good. So, yeah, I don't know. You got to hope that it's more the former than the latter, but you never know. You never know until you see it. Teams, even though these guys weren't the ones that signed him, there's still a desire to please a fan base when you're in charge of a team.
I would think so.
Right? And this is certainly that.
But I mean, even if they didn't bring Miggy back, but they brought another guy in of the caliber of Miggy or maybe better, I don't think the fan base would be any more upset with it.
Today, people are excited because they know him.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
In the season, if it was Timmy Tube Sox out there scoring 30 goals,
hey, Ma!
Everyone would be fired up. The Tube Sox would work because, you know, the soccer players wear their socks up high.
They do.
So that would work.
But, I mean, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if because we know him, you give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to come
because
in.
Because you know him, it's exciting today.
Right.
If he balls out, it's exciting during the season.
But that's what I'm saying. But we're giving the benefit of the doubt that that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, people are – because my last thoughts of Miggy are
– Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
You know, he just might be zero now. Still fast, but
yeah. A little scaled back.
Yeah, let's go back.
Hope not. Hope not. Anyway, but that's the news of the day. Miguel Almirón's officially announced coming back to Atlanta United. Sounds like they're close with Latte Lath as well. If we get the official word on that, we'll let you know. Chris Henderson's going to join us at 12:20. So what does that give him? 55 minutes?
Yeah, get to working.
Come on.
Get to working.
Pen to paper. Get it done. Here's Adam Silver again talking about wanting there to be less basketball.
As we get more involved in global basketball, the NBA is the only league that plays 48 minutes. And I am a fan of 4 10-minute quarters. I'm not sure that many others are. I mean, putting aside what it means for records and things like that, you know, I think that a two-hour format for a game is more consistent with sort of modern television habits.
Why are we – I like Adam Silver.
This
is so freaking soft.
My opinion of Adam Silver is quickly changing.
It's so soft.
It's now, very,
is this
very
what you got? Are you going to? Is this going to make them play more?
No. Because his reasoning for that was that maybe people might watch more because it's shorter.
I mean, it worked for baseball, did it?
Not ratings.
Them shorting the game.
I mean, we like that the games are faster.
Right.
I was thinking about this driving in. I didn't even really know. I hadn't heard that yet. I was just thinking about this for whatever reason about, like, the arguments that people use about why certain leagues maybe aren't doing as well as other leagues.
Right.
How long is an NFL game?
Three and a half.
Never. Super Bowl is going to be four.
Right.
100 million people are going to watch that. Like, right. Like, attention span, I think, is overblown by leagues that aren't doing as well as other leagues.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it.
I understand younger folks definitely have shorter attention spans. That's true. But, like, the NFL and college football are the two biggest leagues in this country. And those games are 3.5 hours long.
But are we looking at it from a standpoint of more younger people are watching basketball now?
Maybe. I think they're focused on the wrong things. I think you can make the games however long you want if the best guys aren't playing consistently. And, I mean, if the best guys aren't playing consistently and you can't tune in and know that you're going to have a high-level product every single night, mm-hmm. then people aren't going to watch.
I'm just curious. That's what I'm saying. I'm just curious. Like,
or less people are going to watch.
Are you doing this for what? Are you doing it for the consumer or the players?
I think he thinks he's doing it for the consumer, but I think maybe there's that fringe idea of – 8 less minutes per game over time would lead to less injuries, which is nonsense because guys play less now than they ever have, and they're more injured than they ever have been.
And got more amenities than they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
More amenities than they've ever had.
Yeah.
And yet they brittle as hell.
Here's my kind of like big picture thought on what the NBA is telling us, because they keep telling us we need less, right? Season needs to be shorter. Games need to be less minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, if your product's good, you better be trying to give us more.
You want more?
Because all the NFL can do is try to find ways to give us more.
Yes.
They're going to go to 18 games. They expanded the playoffs. They're on every day of the week now. Like, when your product is good,
people want more of it.
People want more, and you give them more.
Right.
When you keep telling us the trick to make your product better would be less of it, you should. I hope he realizes what that sounds like, because you're saying that there's something wrong with our product.
Yeah.
Like, you're admitting openly that there's something wrong with what we're giving you.
That's what I said. That sounds so soft.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so soft. Yeah. You have the best league in the world. Okay? That's why it should be longer than these other teams. These other leagues aren't as good.
Yeah.
Now, they got good players that play in the NBA. I'm not saying that. But, like, overall league, it's not as good as – it's not supposed to be as good as the damn
NBA. It's not as good as the NBA.
You know what I mean?
It's not.
They don't make as nearly the amount of money that these players make in the NBA.
Don't.
So that's what you're trying to tell me, that you're going to – Whatever, man. This damn soft ass NBA.
We can't have guys making $300 million in a contract, and you tell me that they all need to be playing less.
Why? I mean, you can't do that. Hell, the way that it's injured and must they sit out, they might as well play less. They already play less.
They already do play less.
Yes.
So playing less isn't working.
Yeah.
Right. They already do play less.
No, they're going to be fresher. That's what it is.
But they don't play, so they should be fresher.
That's what I'm saying, but they're going to be even fresher.
That's that they're extra play 8 minutes that's killing them.
Yeah, that's that extra 8 minutes. That extra 13.7 games is what's killing.
Because maybe I'm hearing this biased anyway. Like, maybe I'm already biased towards wanting to hear it the way that I'm hearing it. But I don't think so. Like, I love the NBA.
Go play Make It Take It.
I love it, and I've loved it for a long time. They've played the same rules forever. They've played 82 games as long as I've been alive,
mm-hmm.
for 48 minutes, as mm-hmm. long as I've been alive. They've added a little bit. It used to be the first round was 5 games. Now it's 7. So mm-hmm. they added 2 more games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the play-in round. So they added that a little bit mm-hmm. to end the in-season tournament. But the only reason they added the in-season tournament was so maybe you could convince guys to try slightly harder earlier in the season. Because that's the issue. The NBA has multiple issues. But I think the biggest issue is you've got to beg guys to try hard.
Yep.
And it's like, well, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you gotta make a professional athlete, you gotta give him incentives to do his damn job.
Yep. And until you fix that, and I don't know how you do. Honestly, I like to hope the toothpaste's not out of the tube on that one and there's something you can do about it. But like until you stem the tide on it being cool to do less and get away with doing less, because that's the problem. There's no incentive to do more.
But
guys are making more money and they're more, you know.
But that's what's got. But that's why this league and this draft sucks, because you got these type of dudes at starting at damn 7 years old with this AAU circuit and all that other crap.
Sure,
and moving all around.
It may be a bigger issue than just the NBA for sure, but the NBA can only fix its issue, and this to me feels like it's a relatively new thing, right?
What is
this issue that the NBA faces of effort and interest?
Yeah,
like guys used to try in the All-Star game like 15 years
yes.
ago. Good players used to be in the dunk contest 15 years
yes.
ago. Guys would play 82 games and would compete for all of them, and you wouldn't have to beg guys to give effort in November. And like I don't know what went wrong. I don't know how this happened, but it's happened, and they have to fix it. And it's his job to fix it, too, by the way, because it happened on his watch.
But the thing about it is all he's doing, his biggest interest is this, is trying, like you said, to reward them for doing less. So, okay, so they're not playing hard. They're sitting out games and everything. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shorten stuff up.
That's just catering to him. You're just catering.
It's a players' league. We understand that.
Yeah.
We understand that.
It's because I think he got bullied too much. LeBron and Chris Paul bullied him to this. Because the NFL would never let this happen.
Hell no, they
would. No offense, but like players have tried to fight back on stuff for years.
They never got nothing.
And all that ever happened was no more two-a-days.
No more two-a-days. We won that one, baby.
How about that, fellas?
That's my tackling.
Great.
That's my tackling that is all-time worst.
It's true. It's true. But you don't have to convince guys to try hard. You know what I mean? Guys are out there busting their ass every single Sunday. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how. Maybe Adam Silver's not the guy to fix it, because he's the guy that's let this happen. And I like him too, but not as much as I used to. We'll come back and we'll get to an NFL grab bag of questions. This hour of the show is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadleyBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The good old days. This is when NBA players played hard, Randy.
Oh, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, as we will continue to, honestly, really, you know, a lot of the coaching hires have been made, and that's great. We've heard from some of the guys. We'll start getting into the Super Bowl, you know?
Yes,
I know it's more than a week away. We'll get into the Super Bowl, man. We got a great matchup coming up next Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Henderson, Atlanta United Sporting Director, is going to join us at 12:20. Miguel Almiron is coming home. I know they're actively working on another designated player signing as well, so sure. Maybe they can knock that out in the next 40 minutes, and he can break it on the show, or we can ask him about it, and he can pretend he doesn't know what we're talking about.
That's fine, too.
And then they can announce it later on today. Either way, we'll do that in about 40 minutes.
I wonder, because I love Yi Yang. I always have. And I'm not one of the people who think traitor and all that other stuff. But if you go to New Orleans, go to the Saints,
uh-huh.
and for every kickoff, they play Yi Yang song.
Oh, right? oh, 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 oh.
Okay. Blazers, you ain't got
yeah, 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 right,
right.
That's why people say they're traitors.
No, I'm asking.
Oh,
no, I don't think they are, but because they play the and it's at a Saints game before every kickoff, they play the Yin Yang, the Yin Yang Twin song. Mm-hmm. Now, this brings me back to when Bo was mad at the New Orleans rapper.
That's right.
That was at the Atlanta Falcons jersey on. Right. You viewed him as a traitor, right? The greedy guy, right? Wasn't the greedy guy?
The greedy guy, yeah.
It was the greedy guy.
Yeah, yeah. You viewed him as a
sellout,
traitor.
I think is
that. A sellout, I think is the word, which is strong language.
That's really
strong. He was paid to come do the gritty in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So I guess he literally sold his services.
Okay, so.
That's the definition of the term.
So, okay.
Fair enough.
Because Yin Yang is from Atlanta, right?
Am I right?
I'm looking at him right now. Yeah.
So, do you view the
Eric Jackson and D'Angelo Holmes.
So, do Atlanta people, you look, Falcon fans view them as sellouts because, again, that song is played before every kickoff in down in New Orleans.
Some people probably do.
Really?
Some people probably do.
How does published music work in that fashion?
That's what I'm saying.
They're not performing.
Do the Saints have to pay them to play their song?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So did they like, okay, because I know me. I'm a capitalist. Give me, okay, fine. Whatever. The Falcon fans that mad at me, give me something on this damn mortgage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, yeah, just curious that if they think that way about the Yin Yang as sellouts, which I would never say, but some people have that kind of thought process.
They're also not the only ones. Like, a lot of artists are paid to go perform at different stadiums. Like, I'll tell you somebody who no one's ever going to say anything bad about in this city, certainly about their allegiance to the city, is Big Boy.
Man.
Big Boy was at Chiefs game the other day with Chiefs stuff on performing at the stadium because they paid him to.
But that's what I'm saying.
The Falcons weren't playing, so he wasn't busy. That.
I'm asking between New Orleans. Now, Big Boy went to
the
Saints game and performed.
He probably has.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I bet he has.
I don't think so. Did him
and Sleepy Brown go perform at all the stadiums?
I know that, dude.
Remember that Big Boy and P show?
Big Boy?
The club?
Big Boy performing at a Saints game?
Look, I don't know if that's happened, so I'm not sitting here trying to say that it has. All I know is I follow the dude on Instagram, and I see him in all kinds of different teams' gear, performing at all kinds of stadiums, basketball, football, and otherwise, baseball even, because they love him everywhere, and they want to hear the songs. And so they cut him a check, and he performs the music. He's an artist. What's he supposed to do? You know what I mean?
I'm just asking. That was it. That was my own thing, because I'm just curious, like, because of the ties. And I just use these two fan bases. Uh-huh. That's why. I just use these two fan bases. Not everybody else. I know about these two fan bases. And that's my only thing is, like, because
– I've never seen Yin Yang in Saints jerseys, though, and I've never seen them performing at the Dome, whereas this guy literally just put on – it was born and raised in New Orleans. The dance was invented on the streets of New Orleans, Baton Rouge.
But you know what, though? Like, he had a moment.
Get your money.
And he needed to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Everybody in the, I mean, no, maybe he –
Hey, your head coach is on TV, Andy.
Oh, look at him. I bet that's going to mean great things in recruiting.
It probably will. He knows the NFL guy.
He does. They're running it like an NFL program over there at the University of Washington. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that guy will go on to have multiple platinum albums and Grammys and stuff like that. More likely, the gritty is going to be the best that it
probably
gets.
He could have very well grown up a Falcons fan. We don't know. In the day of the internet, like you don't have to be a localized sports fan anymore. Like you can be a Yankees fan or a freaking California Angels or whatever fan.
Because y'all keep talking about fans. I'm talking about these two fan bases. I'm not talking about somebody that Randy, he was at the Ravens game, Lamar. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Falcons, Saints.
You're talking about Atlanta artists performing for the Saints fans and New Orleans artists performing for the Falcons.
That's what I'm talking about. I understand, Big Boy, you just said that. I'm talking about these two fan bases. Because I know my main man Bo feels about it. He's a damn sellout.
And he's not. I mean, he's not even. He just invented a dance. He was just friends with Jamar Chase.
Sellout. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to see if there's video or pictures of. You got Big Boy performing at the Falcons Saints halftime show, and it was the 50th anniversary. But that was here,
right?
I don't know.
It was a question.
Yeah,
it was a question. Because every time I hear that song, I think. Yeah, okay. I was like, damn. Even as a player, you're sitting there like, oh, they're Atlanta artists. Hmm. But when they play it down there, you're thinking like, damn, they are from New Orleans, aren't they? But they're not. So, okay.
No, they're not.
You'll be all right.
According to Wikipedia, they're from here.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to a grab bag of NFL questions with the great Abe Gordon. Hello, Abe. How are you?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. There we go. What's the best Yin Yang Twins song?
Oh, man.
Salt Shaker.
I mean, this might be the most popular. My favorite is Whisper Song.
The Whistle Song's good, too. The Whisper Song.
Yes.
Remember we did a whole segment like that one time?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
Abe?
What is the bigger or biggest pre-Super Bowl event? The Senior Bowl, the Pro Bowl, or the Puppy Bowl?
The hell is a Puppy Bowl?
You got dogs out there.
I have to explain the Puppy Bowl?
Dogs doing what?
Running around being cute.
On a fake field with a fake ref. That ref's in the bag.
What's the bigger?
More important, significant.
Oh, the Senior Bowl. Yeah. The Senior Bowl's most significant, important of the three.
Well, it's
the only significant one.
But no, it's that one.
People do like the Puppy Bowl, though. People like it.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't. People love their dogs. I love my dog.
Yeah. But
they have a kitten halftime show, Randy.
I mean, I would never change my stand on how I feel about cats. But okay, people like cats, too.
They do.
They like cats.
I mean, yeah, obviously the most significant one is the Senior Bowl. These guys are down there trying to make it to the next level and all that kind of stuff. All the guys that balled out left.
Yes.
You see the kid from Marshall? He was like, that's enough.
We're good. That's what you're supposed to do.
See you at the combine. Yeah, no, he made his point. He bulldozed that Oregon tackle, and he was like, I'll see you guys in Indy next month, which I love.
Yes.
I love that he did that.
Which team that hired a new head coach is going to have the most wins next season?
I think Raves.
Jaguars, Patriots, Bears, Raiders, Jets, Cowboys, Saints.
I think the Patriots. I think the Patriots. I think Braves is going to get them right. I think they're going to go out there. They're going to make some significant upgrades.
Yeah.
They're going to go get them a number one wide receiver. They're going to go get some offensive linemen. I think they'll be fine.
I'm going to have to see what they do first because their roster is still really bad.
Yeah. But I think
I think the Bears are going to be okay. Like, I know that division was ridiculous this year, but I think it'll kind of come back to earth a little bit. And I just think they have pretty good players. Now, I don't know if Ben Johnson's – I don't know what he's made of.
Right.
I don't know what he's made of as a head coach. We've never seen him do it. We know Vrabel can do it. But I don't know. I like that group. I like that quarterback. I think he's a really good quarterback, and I think he's going to be fine.
I'm still interested in the Jaguars on that one. Winnable games in division.
That's true. They're going to have a really easy schedule.
But they just can't seem to put it together. I have no explanation why. I asked you guys this question off air a couple days ago. I'm interested on air. Who's going to make more money next season, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin's not going to get more than if he gets $10 million.
What did he get this year? What was Justin?
He was on his rookie deal.
Oh, he was still on his rookie deal?
No, I'm sorry. They cut him. The Bears traded him. No. I'm sorry. The Bears released him. So he probably made a little bit more than Russ, maybe.
Let me look.
Remember, Russ signed for...
But Russ signed for the league minimum.
Yeah.
Russ was making league minimum.
Yeah.
You're right. This is only his fifth year.
Yeah.
So he was a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
Does he have a fifth-year option?
No, the Bears didn't pick up his
They didn't pick option. It up. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So he only made $3 million last year. Russell Wilson's going to make more money this year.
Okay. Let me go off the script here about Justin Fields. And I know the Steelers owner mentioned they want to bring one of those guys back. Not both, but one. You're Justin Fields. You were what, 4-2 or whatever they were?
Right, to start the year.
How can you want to go back there when they just benched you?
Because that might be the only starting gig he gets.
But, I mean, did they really bench him, though? Like,
yeah.
Russell Wilson
was a winning quarterback, and they benched him.
I know, but you understand. Yeah, okay. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, Russell Wilson was the starter, and he got hurt, and they were going to make him the starter when he got healthy, and they did.
Yes.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
They didn't. Benching is different.
That's what happened.
Kirk Cousins got benched.
Yes.
In Atlanta.
Kirk Cousins was losing games.
Right, but Justin Fields knew that when Russell Wilson was available, and they kept saying
they kept telling him that.
Mike Tomlin said that every chance he got was the starting.
So he didn't really. I continue to think it was the wrong decision.
He didn't really. Yeah, it might have been the wrong decision, but he didn't get benched. You know what I mean? Like, it's. Because getting benched, we talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
There's a difference between getting benched and not being the starter. And I
just don't think he was ever the starter.
He wasn't. He was playing because Russell Wilson was hurt.
If Russell was starting. Yeah. Like, Russell would have been benched for Justin Fields. Justin Fields was not benched for Russ.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It would have been like
that. It's feels like there should be a sour, and you might be right, Randy, that might be his only option. Feels like I would have a sour taste in my mouth if I were Justin Fields.
Yeah, you know, like
winning games.
$8 million will sweeten that taste up real quick.
All right. Which 2024 last place team has the best chance to win their division in 25? Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Saints, or 49ers?
49ers.
Yeah.
49ers. 49ers. Just because Kyle Shanahan. The Saints are going to be a problem for a while.
Yeah, they're going to be
a problem. The Titans, I'm not sold on the Titans. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on their coach. I'm not sold on their organization right now, what they're doing.
Yep. Giants are going to be bad.
The Giants are going to be bad.
The Browns are the Browns.
Yes.
These are get ruled out by division, I would imagine, right? Browns ruled out likely by division.
The 49ers are such a weird team right now, though, because they got to make some decisions on veterans. And again, it all comes down to Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is healthy, you probably go to the Super Bowl.
Because
McCaffrey gets hurt.
He still has guaranteed money. Yeah. I would say the 49ers.
He was healthy for 1 year there, and they went to the damn Super Bowl. He did last year kind of not to the level. Saquon's playing better, but he played great last year. What the Eagles are getting from Saquon, who's finally healthy, is kind of like what the 49ers got last year from McCaffrey, who was finally healthy, and then, again, wasn't healthy this year, and the season was a disaster because of it. So that's a tough predicament to be in because he's just never healthy. When he is, he's amazing, but he's never healthy.
Because of a conference, just like the Jaguars, I'll take the Titans.
Really?
I don't trust that guy either, though.
Man, I don't trust
that head coach.
I don't even know who their quarterback is.
I know it's not. Well, it can't be, right?
Well, it's probably going to be Cam Ward, right? He's fine, but he'll be a rookie.
Yes.
It can't be worse than Levis.
I'm not going to say that.
You never know. I guess Jaden Daniels just went to the conference championship, so rookies can certainly win.
They can succeed in this league. I mean, you got back-to-back rookies.
That's kind of a decent comp, too, in terms of poise.
Jaden Daniels went further than C.J. Stroud did, so everything is always possible, with these young kids coming in. But
I know that what Levis did against the Falcons early in his career, he was worse than Desmond Ridder, right?
I don't know.
He's pretty bad.
Probably.
He's pretty damn bad. I mean,
He had a four-week run, half a dozen of one, six of one, half a dozen the other. I mean,
he's pretty bad.
We're talking about bummy NFL quarterbacks, you know?
Final question.
Uh-oh, we're going to get to the final question. You know what that means?
What's that?
The better they are, the less we get to.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving. Now, I have like some Super Bowl grab bags, so there's no Super Bowl question. There's no NFL. Well, this one's a draft.
Good ones for later.
I got some other ones next week.
Good.
Just for the sweetness.
Don't worry, dear listener. The good ones are coming next week.
I never assumed you were going to use this segment, so here we go. Doesn't matter who the quarterbacks are they going to go 1-2 in the NFL draft? And if so, at what point is a third quarterback taken?
I think somebody's going to take a third quarterback in the damn top 10.
Yeah, I do think a third quarterback's going to get taken.
Top 5?
I don't. If someone trades in.
Somebody's going to trade in.
Giants?
Somebody's going to trade in and overdraft Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart is going to be the quickest rising quarterback in this draft class, and I think that somebody's going to get up there.
Can I tell you something?
You might be right, though. Tennessee, Cleveland might go quarterback.
Yep.
It's possible.
I was listening to my buddies in Cleveland this morning, and they had a should the Browns take Jackson Dart number 2 overall discussion.
Oh, so it's already begun.
It's beginning.
He's gonna be a fast damn riser, man. He's going to be like how J.J. McCarthy and all those dudes rose.
That's what we said last year.
I can see Jackson Dart doing that.
It was around this time last year we were like, just wait for it.
Uh-huh.
The J.J. McCarthy hype is coming when he gets to the combine and does the workouts and stuff. And it did. Jackson Dart's this year's J.J. McCarthy.
Yes, I can see
who's played a lot more football. Now, J.J. won a lot more games, but Jackson Dart's played a lot more college football.
I mean, yes.
Played at USC, played at Ole Miss, all that. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast, PADLYBuys.com. Thanks for being with us on the Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.